Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Dan Kangurski from Pittsburgh Hockey Now. Dan, I every time I want to say that hockey is the league that is inspiring the most confidence that they're actually going to pull this off and come back and play, I hear things like there are a large percentage of players who are balking at the idea of actually wanting to come back and not sure they really want to do it. What is going on here?
You know, I think if 75% of the players didn't want to do this, I can't see how such a small minority got it through. I mean, look, we heard there was, you know, it was going to be tight, it was going to be close when they approved the return to play, that 24 teams. We were surprised and you know, we had a little bit of egg on our face because, you know, obviously we heard some erroneous information. But it was not 75-25 against. I'm not quite sure how that is getting out there. I think some reporters maybe are pooling similar type players or teams. You know what I mean? Maybe some teams weren't really on board but kind of had to go along with it. And so the poll is skewed, as maybe was what I'm fishing for. And I just don't believe that a majority don't want to do this.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, it's going to be interesting. But to me, I can't imagine. Here's the thing. I look at baseball, okay, and right now there was, I think the latest count is 4 players who have opted out of this. And there have been a number of teams who've said none of their players are going to opt out. I mean, by the end of it, I think, like, whatever the deadline is for that, I honestly think we're probably not even going to see 10 players who opt out of it. So that's why I have a hard time believing that it would be that much more with hockey.
It absolutely wouldn't. I mean, look at the hockey culture. Carey Price might well make a stand. He's kind of, you know, if there is a player who makes a stand or you know, claims to stand on principle, it will be with a team probably with not much of a shot at the Stanley Cup. I mean, that's a big draw. Every player wants that cup in the worst way, and I can appreciate that. So, yeah, I mean, look, the biggest noise are Artemi Panarin, Carey Price, Patrick Kane, Devin Dubnyk. These are the guys on teams without much of a shot. The only other player I can think of who expressed some, you know, dismay at the comeback was the Washington Capitals defenseman Radko Gudas. He's really the only team or only player on a top team who's publicly said, I'm not in favor of this or pumped the brakes on it. And I really do think a lot of players are colored by their chance at the Stanley Cup or their perceived, you know, benefit to work ratio right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing about that is, Dan, you know, to me, the Carey Price thing, if you read today, I mean, it sounds to me like it was a lot of huffing and puffing and air, but at the end of the day, he's going to play it really, you know, at the end of the day, I think that's what a lot of this is, a lot of huffing and puffing, but for the most part, people are playing.
It would be really tough to walk away from your teammates, wouldn't it? I mean, they're going to go through a lot of this, be quarantined away from families in the hub city with the world's eyes upon them. It'd be really tough to walk away from your teammates, especially a guy whose teammates rely on him as much as Carey Price's teammates do.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing. I mean, I feel like people want, you know, at the end of the day, they're going to play for a lot of reasons, and part of it is because athletes like to play, right? So, I mean,
they love what they do.
Exactly. So, you know, you're going to see Carey Price. You know, he'll be playing against the Penguins. I guess the only question now is that needs to be answered is where, and it sounds like it might actually be one of two Canadian cities, which I don't know that anybody thought that at the start of all of this.
Yeah, we really could have two Canadian cities as the hub. And if I had to bet tonight, you know, the NHL is about out of time to name their hub city, especially if they are Canadian cities. So, you know, the spike in Vegas was really high a couple weeks ago, but the hospitalizations were very low. However, the New York Times has kind of stopped publishing the second half of that data. So all we're left with is the raw totals of the new COVID spikes, and Vegas is almost out of control right now. We're talking 600-700 new cases per day, and that has to really scare the NHL.
Yeah. I mean, again, the only thing I would say you can learn from it is, I mean, the NBA, you know, is going to Orlando, which is right in the middle of it all right now, and they're going to try and have a bubble and do it the same way that the NHL is. Only thing is they're doing it everybody in one city instead of two, so it is possible that you might be able to pull it off in Vegas, but, you know, they would have to be really, really difficult.
If there is one city, and from what we understand, that's what they've been looking at with the Vegas bid, because MGM Resorts submitted it. Now, we don't know all the details, but you have to assume that this could be very secluded, you know, private villas, access to golf and some private restaurants, a little shuttle or a little walk over to the arena, and, you know, it's all kind of done. But there's just so many cases that raises a red flag, and B, there's been a lot of talk that families will eventually make their way to the hub cities for the guys, you know, who make it to the second, third, or even the Stanley Cup final. That would not be a safe situation, and that alone might submarine the Vegas bid and give us Toronto, Edmonton.
Well, that would be, you know, two interesting cities, I guess, from the standpoint of Canada would be on full display. But again, I don't know how much we're actually going to see the cities, and I don't know how much the players are really going to get to see the cities if they're in a quote-unquote bubble.
Yeah, I guess it's for the same reason we build stadiums with tax dollars, right? It's certain civic pride. It's that certain attention. It's in that city. It's that raising of the status, and especially a town like Edmonton, which in years past, you know, recently has had trouble attracting free agents because folks don't really want to go to Edmonton. You know, Chris Pronger's wife 15 years ago famously complained she couldn't get good sushi up there. So he wound up in Anaheim and won a Stanley Cup there. So, you know, it's little things like that. It's that pride, you know, that the Alberta Premier was really kind of pumping and trading on. And the same with Toronto as well, kind of planting your flag, like games are here sort of mentality.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think that's definitely right. Do you know anything about the ice up in those two places? I know that every rink seems to have a little bit of nuance to it. I mean, is there something outstanding about, you know, Edmonton or Toronto that players talk about? Is the ice, you know, choppy or fast? Is the are the boards, you know, a little bouncier or whatever? I mean, is there anything that's nuanced about them?
Well, Edmonton has the best ice in the NHL by a mile, or I guess I should say by, you know, a kilometer. They are, you know, the Edmonton ice has been great for decades, and, you know, it's the fastest track in the NHL. Toronto, I'm sure, even though it'll be August and it can get a bit humid up there by the lake, they're going to have every expert known to man in there making sure that that ice is good. The last thing the NHL wants to do is go through all of this work and seclude players and go through all of this and have the guys play on shag carpeting.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing about it is you don't want to have to deal with that kind of nonsense, absolutely. On the Penguins front, Dan, I know that they are pretty healthy and they're ready to go. Do you feel like this is going to be a team that comes out of the gate like gangbusters since they, like everybody else, have had some rest and they've got some energy now in their legs again?
I do, and I also think their attitude is going to play a major role. I mean, look, Montreal took 2 weeks to open their facility. They've got their star player kind of grousing about things. He, you know, Carey Price has certainly not wrapped his arms around this process yet. Whereas, you know, it's been a lot of back channel stuff, but we've really heard a lot of enthusiasm and eagerness on the part of the Penguins to get this show on the road. And I think if nothing else, that mindset is going to serve them well. Boston is also kind of really ready to go. You know, obviously our boys up in Boston at Boston Hockey Now are in touch with the players, and they're kind of in that same mold. They want to go. They want to win that Stanley Cup, and I think that's going to be a big separator, you know, in terms of, you know, teams that don't want to be there. We're going to know pretty quick, and they're going to be home pretty quickly.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, Dan, I appreciate you taking some time, and we are inching ever so close. We are, what, 10 to 12 days away from them getting on the ice and us actually talking hockey for the entire full segment. We're doing that soon.
Yeah, I was hoping I'd be able to tell you who the hub cities were tonight, but it's still not official. They're still bogged down in CBA stuff, literally as we speak. So, yeah, hey, keep watching the website, right?
Absolutely. It's Pittsburgh Hockey Now. Thanks, Dan.
Take care, Paul.
All right, that's Dan Kangurski. It's Paul's Ice Show on 93.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.